With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senators returned to the Capitol yesterday for another vote to fully reopen the U.S. government, but there has been no indication of a deal. Democrats demanding an extension of controversial health care benefits, which the GOP says would be spent for illegal immigrants. Republicans pressing on with repeated votes on a bill that would reopen the government mostly at current spending levels. The shutdown is now in its fourth day. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats keep insisting on things they know cannot be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democrats are being influenced by the far left.
They seem to be really invested heavily in their far left special interest group strategy here. This is the shutdown of MoveOn.org and Chuck Schumer.
Senator Thune made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has ordered Israel to stop bombing the Gaza Strip after Hamas said it has accepted some elements of his plan to end the nearly two-year war and return all the remaining hostages taken in the October 7th attack. Hamas said it was willing to release the hostages and hand over power to other Palestinians, but that other aspects of the plan require further consultations among Palestinians. There was no immediate response from Israel, and Hamas' response fell short of its demands that the group surrender and disarm. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering another strike on a small boat carrying drugs off Venezuela, expanding what the Trump administration has declared as an armed conflict with cartels. In a social media post yesterday, Hegseth asserted that the vessel was trafficking narcotics and those aboard were narco-terrorists. This is SRN News. The city of Seattle is being sued.
The Christian law firm Liberty Counsel filed against the city, its mayor, and chief of police on behalf of Christian organizers for May Day USA, a grassroots revival event. They accused the city of unlawfully denying the organizers a permit to peacefully assemble at a traditional downtown location due to its religious message, instead steering their May 24th event to a different park in an area which is predominantly LGBTQ+, where violent attacks from agitators ensued. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports prosecutors filed a federal lawsuit under the FACE Act Monday, accusing advocacy groups and private citizens of targeting and intimidating Jewish congregants at a New Jersey synagogue. Chapters of the National Party for Socialism and Liberation, along with the American Muslims for Palestine, mounted a protest that turned violent outside a rabbi's memorial service. This is SRN News. Apple has taken down apps that made the dangerous work of federal immigration agents all the more hazardous.
IceBlock and similar apps allowed users to anonymously report and track ICE agents. IceBlock, a free app for iPhones, disappeared from Apple's App Store as of Friday. The developer claims the removal is due to pressure from the Trump administration. Apple says it pulled the app based on law enforcement information about safety risks. Downloads of such apps have surged amid increased enforcement of federal immigration law. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Most stocks ticked higher yesterday, sending Wall Street to more records. The S&P 500 inched up by less than 0.1% to close out its seventh winning week in the last nine. The Dow climbed 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite lost an early gain and slipped 0.3% from its own record. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.